The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Good Ranchers. If you're interested, you want more information, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum to get more information. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum. Also, a lot of people may not know this, but all the articles that I talk about, all the information that I have, I actually have writers that write about it at The Tatum Report. That's all on my website at TheOfficerTatum.com. Who is right and who is wrong when it comes to Ms. Hutchinson? I'm going to talk about her a little bit more today. Cassidy Hutchinson, the young lady who gave testimony, and many believe is a fraudulent testimony, regarding Donald Trump being, I don't know, Gumby? I don't know, what, Super Stretch Armstrong? Reaching through the Beast, which is a limousine that's like 22 feet long, and somehow slapping people and choking people and grabbing the steering wheel and all kind of amazing theories that came from Cassidy Hutchinson, and many of them have not been proven to be fact. One thing that troubles me it troubles me dearly is that how in the world can you legitimize what you would consider to be witness testimony and the testimony is hearsay? Which means that this is a testimony from a person that does not have direct knowledge or didn't visibly see what she's talking about. How is this, anything she say, make any sense whatsoever when the girl didn't witness anything? This is why in a typical court of law, you cannot introduce hearsay. Because if, just say my guy Nick over here, if I testify that Nick told me XYZ, and then to verify that, someone goes to Nick and they ask Nick, did you tell Brandon Tatum this? And Nick may say, no, I didn't tell him that. If there's no unequivocal evidence or impartial evidence that either one of us is telling a lie, then how do we know who's telling the truth? He may, in fact, told me that and I lied on the stand. He may, in fact, told me something different and, you know, now I'm making up something different than what he told me. All of the above is not admissible in the court of law in any reasonable sense because it's not verifiable. It is funny to me that the Democrats have taken this hill and have set up shop to die on it. No one with common sense would think that this would be the appropriate time to talk about January 6th. And then in Ms. Hutchinson's testimony, she also mentioned that there were people who were rioters at the Capitol building with AR-15s. I don't know what dirt they got on this young girl. I don't know why they put her up to this. You're telling me that, quote unquote, there's verifiable evidence that there's people at the Capitol with AR-15s and not one person was shot? Not one person shot another person? When I say no one was shot, meaning that the protesters didn't shoot any of the people in Congress or any of the people outside of Congress, the police officers or anybody. There was no shots fired. But they're carrying around AR-15s. And they've somehow got them into D.C., And I'm assuming they're displaying them for the world to see with all of the evidence that have been put out there. Or I would say evidence, video surveillance. You can't find out one where somebody had an AR-15. They are trying to blow this thing up bigger than what it really is. It was a protest that became violent for some people at the Capitol building. Not everybody at the Capitol building was violent. Those people ended up overwhelming the police, and police gave up. They didn't put up a significant fight. They gave up and let the people into the Capitol building. Not one gun, not one weapon was seen in the Capitol building. They didn't do nothing but argue, run around, take selfies, and then eventually they left. Can somebody explain who put them out of the Capitol building? It wasn't the National Guard. Oh, okay. They just left. But this is the craziest, most significant insurrection in United States history. You know who's a coward, in my opinion, with this whole thing? Is Liz Cheney. This woman is, I don't know how these people live with themselves late at night when they go to sleep. You're such a dirty traitor. Liz Cheney is a dirty, dirty traitor. I understand if there was really a legitimate cause against President Trump and you were standing up for what's right. But you didn't orchestrate this whole thing. None of it makes sense. None of it is legitimately verifiable. And Stevie Wonder can see that Donald Trump ain't had nothing to do with people going and rioting at the Capitol building. Majority of the people who were at his rally didn't even go to the Capitol building. That is verifiable fact. And Liz Cheney, for some reason, I don't know if these people think that they are going to be president one day. I don't know what if they're using drugs on the side. What makes you think it makes any sense without unequivocal evidence to go against Donald Trump? What makes you think that you're going to come out victorious? She is down by 40 points in her race. She finna be down by 60 when people find out that Hutchinson completely lied on the stand and hugged her after the testimony. Listen to what Liz Cheney said. We're going to roll clip 9. Listen to what Liz Cheney said in her response to January 6th, a corroboration of Hutchinson's testimony.
Did you seek testimony from Tony Ornato or Robert Engel to corroborate or to refute what she said?
I don't want to get into too many details. The committee has spoken to both Mr. Ornato and Mr. Engel, and we welcome additional testimony under oath from both of them and from anybody else in the Secret Service who has information about any of these issues.
Do you expect that that testimony will be live testimony under oath like her testimony and for the world to see? How is that going to happen?
Look, we have been working with the Secret Service. We've interviewed, as I said, a number of individuals in the Secret Service. We will continue to do so. And I think it is important that their testimony be under oath.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've seen this party before. We've been to this event before. One thing I don't understand is that you're claiming that you spoke to these people, not under oath. You have no testimony from anybody, Ingalls, anybody else, which is the head of the Secret Service. You have no testimony written down. You have not disclosed the testimony. And I don't know if they're supposed to bring these people up to testify or not, but why would you bring a person on to produce hearsay when you supposedly have people that have firsthand information? This is why I think this is a witch hunt through and through. And I wish I could do a poll right now of all the people that are listening. I think we've done it on a YouTube channel of over 200,000 people responded to that poll. But is this a priority on your priority list for who you're going to vote for in 2024? Are you looking at if Donald Trump, because, you know, it's funny because most people that voted for Donald Trump, most people that support Donald Trump think that the election was stolen anyway. But just in case you were wondering, if you put a poll out there and say that Donald Trump was responsible, how many people are not going to vote for Donald Trump in 2024? Dun, dun. Okay, I'll wait forever until I pass out to listen to a response because not one person that I know of would not support Trump, even if he was responsible for coordinating what they call an insurrection. I don't care what – I'm still voting for Trump. You know, because – and let me say why. Because, I don't condone, you know, somebody going to the Capitol building and turning it down unless you have a legitimate reason. Now – I do believe that the election was stolen. I honestly believe that wholeheartedly. And there's people out here that'll say, well, no, you don't. There's no evidence. The courts didn't take it. Man, I don't want to hear none of that stuff because O.J. Simpson is free. Okay? That doesn't mean nothing. there could still be a crime committed, and just because the judiciary system or the justice system did not follow through, don't mean it didn't happen. Hillary Clinton should be in prison. She had a server in her basement. They alluded to the fact that she was sending and receiving classified information. She not in jail. So just because they don't take it upon themselves to prosecute, don't mean that it's not real. There is no way that this half-dead guy that's sitting in the Oval Office today won more votes than any president in United States history. It is impossible. He has the worst ratings that I have ever seen in my life, probably the worst that we've seen from a president. No way he won. You listen to the Off-Status Show. Hold the phone. I'll be back at the
what
break.
What difference at this point does it make?
Brandon Tatum. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
Summer grilling is upon us, and if you're looking for a perfect cut to put on a grill this year, look no further. Good Ranchers is the place to get American beef, chicken, and seafood this summer. They sell 100% American meat shipped to your front door, and right now, they're giving away two free 18-ounce prime center cut ribeyes to every person that use my code Tatum. That's over 2 pounds of prime ribeye steak at no cost to you. With Father's Day coming up and all the summer events, this is a perfect time to try a box of Good Ranchers. You can make a one-time purchase or subscribe and save $25 off every box. Plus, you'll get two free 18-ounce boneless ribeyes. Other places will charge you well over $50 a steak to get ribeyes like these. But Good Ranchers is giving them to you for free when you go to goodranchers.com/Tatum. This is a limited stock item. Right now, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum and use my code Tatum at the checkout and get your two free 18-ounce ribeyes. Start the summer off right with Good Ranchers, American meat delivery. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. I tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God. I know I messed that up, but you get what I'm saying. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everybody get the best sleep of their lives. He didn't just stop by making the MyPillow. He has now made the MySlippers. For a limited time, you can get $90 off the MySlippers. This blowout sale will not last long, so you better order now. It took over 2 years to develop the MySlippers. The MySlippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors as you please. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue in your feet. Made with quality leather suede. All you have to do to take advantage of these bomb slippers and get $90 off, I'm hooking you up. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. Again, this offer will not last long. Order now. Don't be a procrastinator. Use Brandon at MyPillow.com. Continuing on with the foolery of January 6th. I'm just convinced that this is going to be a deal breaker for many conservatives that are running for office. We have already seen Carrie Lake has come out and made an unequivocal statement. She's running for governor of the state of Arizona, which is where I live. That's why I care about it so much. She's made an unequivocal statement that the election was stolen. Other candidates, well, I could say Karen Roberson wouldn't raise her hand when the question was asked in the debate if the election was stolen. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. If you look at what happened in the election, never in the history, and I'm going to rehash this until I'm blue in the face. There may be somebody that's liberal that's listening to this that need to hear it. Never in the history of our country have they stopped the vote like they did in the 2020 election. There has never occurred in the history of our country that a president won all but one bellwether county and didn't win the presidency. There is never in history have a president won the states that Donald Trump won in 2020 and didn't win the presidency. There has never been a time in history where a president has gotten as many votes as Donald Trump did in an increase in votes from 2016 to 2020 and did not win the presidency. These are unprecedented historic markers that have never happened in the history of our country. And you cannot tell me that somehow Joe Biden has garnished that much hatred. Think about this. If Biden was that good and delivered that well, why did President Trump did so bad, right? People are saying he handled COVID poorly. He did all this. He got like 10 million more views. I mean, more votes. I could be wrong on that number. But he got millions upon millions more people voting for him in 2020 than in 2016. How do you fail as a president, meaning you didn't do as well, and you still get millions and millions of more people voting for you? And then you turn around and look at Barack Obama. Nobody on planet Earth can tell me that Joe Biden was more popular than Barack Obama when he became president in 2008. No one on planet Earth. I ain't like the guy, but you're talking about Barry White's move. Obama was shooting three-pointers in his backyard. He was one of the most personable presidents, I would say charismatic president, since Reagan.
Period.
And this guy didn't even get as many votes as Joe Biden. And the following year, in 2012, I believe, when he went for re-election, he lost votes. He didn't have as many in his first term as he had in his second term on election night.
That's how I roll.
And he still won the presidency or was elected as the president of the United States of America. You can't, 2,000 mules. If you haven't seen that documentary, you're sleeping under the rock. 2,000 mules, it's long. But they proved through geo-tracking and data and video evidence that there were these people called mules who would take ballots and go to multiple drop boxes, ballot boxes, and put them in there. Geo-tracking showed that some people did over 20 ballots. 20 ballot boxes in one day. How is that not, how are those not illegal votes? And I'll tell you this, somebody I personally know committed voter fraud in the state of Arizona and put it all over social media for the world to see. Got a mail-in ballot. This person don't even live in this state. Got a mail-in ballot. I recognize the address on the ballot. The person scratched their name out, but the address on the ballot, I recognized it. And I'm not going to tell you how I know what the address is. Committed voter fraud. Let's turn Arizona blue. You can't tell me there wasn't more than just that person committing voter fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, COVID-19. Can we get back to reality here? I know that the media been lying to you and Trump haven't been in office tweeting, so a lot of people may be falling away from the truth. Do you remember that COVID-19 shouldn't have never lasted as long as it did? Do we not remember that they were taking people in the hospital and classifying them as COVID deaths without even giving them a COVID test? Post-mortem, they were saying people had died from COVID because they had some symptoms of COVID. And if you look at the symptoms of COVID, it's the symptoms of every flu that you've ever seen. Almost the same symptoms. We know they were lying. We know that we shouldn't have shut our country down longer than 2 weeks to slow the spread. We shouldn't even went that far. But remember, it was 2 weeks to slow the spread. Now, 3 years later, going on 3 years later, they still talking about. Now they want monkeypox. Which, by the way, I guess is racist because Democrats think black people look like monkeys. So in order to curb the stigma, I think the CDC or WHO want to reclassify the name of the virus or disease or whatever you want to call it.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness.
Out of control. Do not let these people fool you. They cheated. They cheated. They cheated. They cheated. All you got to do is look down ballot. You say, how does every other Republican, who many of them are Trump supporters, Trump enthusiasts, how did they win? And in some of these similar states, same county, Trump didn't win. I'm just stating the obvious, ladies and gentlemen. And people can say what they want to say, but I'm not going out without understanding that they robbed that man. Donald Trump had an incredible presidency. Outside of them just completely lying about stuff. Russian collusion. How is it fair that Hillary Clinton can deny that the election was legitimate? Remember, Russia colluded with President Trump to thwart the 2016 election. They did the government did an investigation into Donald Trump and his dealings with Russia. And they found nothing. The mere concept of looking into the 2020 election will get you banned on every social media platform you can think of. Riddle me this, Batman. How are they able to do all this stuff against Donald Trump while he was in office? He got impeached twice. Remember that? The man got impeached twice and he had more votes in the second run than he did in the first run. That tells you something else is going on. Do not let them fool you. Don't back down from the truth. You know what the truth is. Your gut has been telling you this the entire time. It's telling you, and now I'm the manifestation of what your gut is telling you. It is true. They cheated. They lied. But we coming for their rear ends come midterms and come 2024. They better believe it. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. Hold the phone.
Officer Tatum Show.
As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow that I have ever slept on in my life. I have one right now. Me and my wife sleep on it every night. Now Mike has done it again with my slippers, which I'm wearing right now. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last long, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slipper. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Mike Lindell has made the My Slippers with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made also with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. You can call in. Let me get a couple callers in, and then we're going to get back to the subject at hand. Let's go with John. Welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Hey, Brandon. First-time caller. Been listening to your show ever since it came on Salem. I love your show. One of the things that nobody seems to talk about is the Democrat Party, why they're supporting Planned Parenthood so strongly. And it's because they're taking tax dollars and they're funding Planned Parenthood, and then Planned Parenthood in return is then sending money back to the DNC and all these people that are Democrats. So all these Democrats are getting funded through our tax dollars, whether we like it or not. And this is a big problem. And then what ends up happening is once these people decide that they're going to go out and retire, because we've got a bunch of Democrats and even some Republicans that have decided to pull the plug and leave, they get to keep all those tax donations, donations that people have sent into them. And they get to keep that free and clear as if it was just money earned. We've got a problem in this country. And some of these laws that these politicians have created to benefit themselves personally is what's destroying this country.
John, thank you so much for the call, and I couldn't agree with you more. These people are crooked. I think that Donald Trump exposed that. If Donald Trump didn't do anything else, he exposed how crooked these people are. How in the world did Republicans and Democrats, mind you, how in the world did Trump get into office and he was accomplishing so many different things? I mean, the dude accomplished more in 4 years than legacies of certain presidents. And I'm saying legacies, meaning Bush Juniors and all these other Bushes, Clintons, all the other people that went, you know, through the Clinton vein, Obama, and all these people. You know, they tell you, they promise you, we'll do this and we're going to get this done. Trump came straight in there. That's why some Republicans don't like him, because he's messing up the grift. They can't go drink whiskey with the Democrats no more and hang out. A lot of us, and make it seem like they arguing every day. And they're fighting for your rights. And they out drinking and at the strip club together. And Donald Trump messed their whole thing up. He was able to become the president of the United States of America and didn't even take her salary. Donated his complete salary. And a caller that called in a few times, I forget her name, but she has mentioned this plenty of times before as the fact that should we be paying these politicians full time to be politicians? Now, I'm not really sure exactly what they do, but it doesn't seem like that's a full-time job. It seems like you're on call. If you are not actually voting on a bill or drafting legislation, then what exactly are you actually doing? You're going down to your district and talking to people, and you know you're not going to listen to nobody. You're only going to listen to people who you actually agree with, and I'm not saying this is all politicians. I'm speaking generally. You know, if your constituency, people come to your office and say, you know what, you should disavow President Trump. Okay. If you're a Trumper, it don't matter what they say. So you're just standing in the gap. You go down there and vote on one thing, and then you come back. I honestly believe that state legislators are I think they're more impactful than the federal positions. But the federal positions are the sexy ones. Everybody want to be a federal senator. When I say federal senator, they want to be in the United States Congress, U.S. Senate. Everybody want that. Big money, big notoriety, big fame. And there's a lot of people that's running for these higher positions that they should not be running for. They need to start a little lower. How about you run for your own state legislator? But, you know, can't tell people nothing. And I'm not saying everybody that do it is bad. I'm just speaking of in generalizations on how these politicians, both sides, have been setting themselves up to be successful. They come into office worth 35 cents, and then they leave worth 35 million. That math ain't adding up. Cindy from San Antonio, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Oh, Officer Tatum. Officer Tatum, what a pleasure to speak with you. I was, prior to you taking over, I spoke with Larry Elder a few times, and I wish him all the best, and you too. Officer, I just wanted to bring a line to your attention, and I think everybody needs to get their pen out and write it down. And it's a quote that needs to be said just like this. Evil never retreats on its own. I think it speaks for itself. It tells you, it puts it in perspective as to the battle that we're in. And that's why Trump doesn't give up, because he's been fighting the evil force since the day he came down that escalator. And he's going to be fighting it probably till he's 6 foot under with this leftist commie group that we have. And we're fighting it too. But you're doing a great job, Officer Tatum. Keep it up. San Antonio's turning into a war zone. I'm scared to death day and night in this city. And we have a bunch of morons in City Hall that are giving us a stamp of approval with all the border, the trucks, and everything, and our poor governor's busting his butt in a wheelchair trying to keep us safe. So God bless you. God bless America. And remember, evil never retreats on its own. Keep up the good work. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Cindy. I really appreciate it. I think that's an incredible quote. Evil never retreats on its own. You got to beat it into submission and kick it out of your house. And I hope that we understand this as conservatives, as Republicans, is that we have to keep our foot on the gas. Anybody that's a sports fan, it is the most annoying thing. You understand what I'm saying. It is the most annoying thing whatsoever when your team lets off the gas at halftime because they're up 35-6. And they let off the gas and they start playing not to lose instead of playing to win, and the other team come back and win. That's what happens. Comeback victories. Tom Brady did it against the Falcons. 33-something. I was ready for Tom Brady to take that L. He came back and won. It ain't over till it's over. We have seen plenty of times, anybody that's done sports, I'm a big sports person. I played college football, and I was in an NFL draft. Anybody that's a big sports person, you could go right now on YouTube and look up the highlight tapes of people quitting too soon. They're running a 100-yard dash, and they go to celebrate, and the person passed them right at the finish line. You know, they're running a marathon, they're doing all this stuff, and then they celebrate, break their leg, and then the person come past them. I seen a cycling race. The guy was winning the cycling race. He thought he had won. He celebrated. He had one more lap to go. He lost. You cannot let off the gas too soon. You cannot. You got to keep the gas going to the very end, till the goal has been accomplished. And then you hit the brake at the light, and then when it turned green, you got to go again and keep your foot on the gas until the red light. That's what we have to do in this country. I really want people to understand that we are going to lose if we don't keep our foot on the gas. And let me make this other statement, because I think this is the same vein. We have to stop apologizing for being right. Why do you say that, Mr. Tatum? America is not a racist country. And if you feel that, then you should say that and never apologize for it. I've seen so many scenarios where these lunatics on the left and the BLM enthusiasts tell white people every chance they get that you're a racist, you're illegitimate, your people oppressed my people. I heard a guy, and I'm not going to say his name, but him and I used to be friends, and then he went woke. He called himself a pastor now. He's on social media preaching, and he sounds just like these hoodwinking preachers that take your money and do nothing for you, riding around in Bentleys. He was on there, and he said the worst atrocity in world history was the American slavery, the concept of American slavery. He has to be the dumbest person on planet Earth to say that, because it didn't start in America. Slavery been going on since Jesus them day, even before Jesus, thousands of years before Jesus, Moses them. Slavery been going on. But these people want to attach themselves to stupidity and emotionalism, and we get results that we see is lunacy, and we cannot back down to that. There was two white guys, you're probably going to hear this story come out. It was out there in Sanford, I don't know if it's Sanford or Stanford, Florida, where Trayvon Martin got killed at. Where was it? Oh, 10 seconds. All right, I got to get to the break. I'll catch you guys after the break.
Brandon Tatum, the left ain't seen nothing yet.
Welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. I really want you guys to lay your head on my pillow. Not my pillow, but my pillow from Mike Lindell. You can get $90 off of my slippers, which I would argue is just as comfortable and just as good as the My Pillows that Mike Lindell has created. $90 off, limited time only. The Mike's My Pillow have taken over 2 years to develop. They're designed for you to be able to wear them in the house. You can wear them outside. I wear them when I'm out there barbecuing. I wear them in the garage, everything. At first, I wasn't going to wear my slippers outside, but they're made and built to do that. So you can do both, which is good, because you can have a quality shoe. You don't have to worry about a one-dimensional slipper. You can have one that can do a multitude of different things. And they're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to give them this really nice cushion foam type of feeling in the bottom of the shoe. And it really feels comfortable when you're wearing it. Made with quality leather suede as well, so it looks good. All you have to do to take advantage of $90 off the My Slippers is to call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon. Or you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio, listen to Square, put in promo code Brandon. Again, this offer won't last long, so you better do it now. Brandon at MyPillow.com. Let's get back into the foolery. We were talking about the Republican Party and how Trump came in and he really changed the game. And both sides are being fickle, and they play with each, you know, when I say they play with each other, they playing in circles and they playing us for a fool. That's pretty much how I look at it. And Donald Trump came in and revived it. I have a question for you guys, because I know we talked about this before, and I want to see if the sentiment has changed. Right now, as it stands, Donald Trump is the front runner. In my mind, he's the front runner for president. I'm sick of the drama that surrounds Donald Trump because of these leftists that just can't stand him. I'm sick of them crying every day about him. But at the end of the day, I still want him to be the president. Now, I will say that there's people that I've talked to in the lounge and people that are Democrats and never Trumpers, and they said that they'll vote for DeSantis and they wouldn't vote for Donald Trump. I want to know what you guys think about that. We posed this question on the show before, but I really want to know what you guys think, if you want to call in and give some insight. We did a poll on my YouTube channel, and I'm going to look it up so I can get an accurate number of how many people actually participated in the poll. Let me see. Community tab. Let's look at the poll. We did a poll. It says, who do you want to be the chosen Republican candidate to run for president in 2024? We had 127,000 people participate in the poll. Obviously, 100%. Maybe 99% of these people are conservative. But 55% of people said they wanted Donald Trump. 40% said they wanted Ron DeSantis. We did a few other polls on here just so you guys can be aware of what the people are thinking, especially on the YouTube channel. And these are a significant amount of people on a poll. I mean, all of these are over 100,000 people polled. One of the things was, and I know some of you guys may have comments about this, what issue do you think would drive voters to the poll most in this year's midterm election? Gun laws, abortion, economy, social issues, other. 90% of people said that the economy, inflation, gas prices, and stocks, 90% out of 153,000 people, they voted that the biggest thing that's going to make them turn out in the midterms is the economy. We also went through the Roe v. Wade poll. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Do you think that this will have a negative impact on the GOP going into the midterms? 138,000 people took this poll, and 72% of them said no. They don't think that Roe v. Wade is going to have an impact at all. And there was one more poll that we did about gay marriage. I can't figure out where it said. It may be down a little further. Let's see. Let me see it real quick. I don't want to. Is that this one? Right there. Okay. We did another one that said if the Supreme Court overturned gay marriage and send it back to the states like abortion, what one issue would voter prioritize most in the midterms? Gay marriage, abortion, economy, gun legislation, other. 83% of 138,000 people said that the economy is most important. To me, that's a sign and symptom of that Donald Trump is the man for the election and that the economy is by far the most important thing to people moving in. Let me get a couple callers in because I want to hear what you guys have to say about not only the Trump DeSantis thing, but also about what is your biggest primary concern when voting? Is it going to be any of these social issues or is it primarily the economy? Jocelyn from Colorado, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, this is Jacqueline from Peyton. I wanted to say I would not vote for Trump. I love him, but I don't think he has a chance. I think DeSantis,
wow,
Abbott, any other Republican, I would vote for. And to me, the economy is the most important issue right now.
Jacqueline, I'm sorry I messed your name up. I can't read that well. But anyway, why do you think Trump don't have a chance? I'm curious.
The media hates him. People don't like his twits. I just don't really think that he would be able to succeed again.
Wow.
And you were right when you said Joe Biden did not possibly win the election. There is no way in Hades that he got as many votes as they say he did.
Jacqueline, thank you so much for the call. You know what? Y'all better come across and make it more compelling because I love Donald Trump, and I know that majority of you guys love and support Donald Trump for 2024. The question that I have is that will he be able to win, though? You know what I'm saying? I wonder, are they going to be able to pull out more stops and more stops and more stops to create this facade that he's a racist white supremacist? And if he's got one thing to say during the campaign trail of a 2024 election that is off color, and they're going to use that as a racist, and you know, they're going to try to make people fight each other and hate each other, and it's going to be a very difficult situation. But I want to know what other people think because I'm not the arbiter of all the facts. Tom from Minneapolis, welcome to the Offstating Show.
Hi, Brandon. Great show as always. I think this is a job beyond politics. I think this is we need a General Patton. They're going to have to eliminate some entire departments. The power that this person is going to have, the strength of courage, of integrity, and what he knows for business. Trump's going to bring out what he brought to business, but why put DeSantis in that position? He's going to get the next 8 years.
Right,
so
right. I agree with you.
Use of them.
Correct. Tom, I'm running out of time. Thank you so much for calling in. 844-900-7243. I'll catch you after the break.
Unapologetically Christian and 100% real. The Officer Tatum Show. That's 844-900-7243.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Trump is winning. Trump is up big over DeSantis. Not meaning that anyone is worse or better. I just think that this is what the people prefer, because I know for a fact that if any one of them somehow made it past the primary and was on the ticket, I think every single person that has called in here would vote for one of them, would not bypass a vote if Trump was over DeSantis or DeSantis over Trump. I can't get to everybody because there's too many people on here. So I'm just going to go through and let's see, my screener, just take him off the line when I'm finished calling a name. If I'm just going to go through and pick a couple people. I'm just going to read off your name, and I'm going to see what your vote is, and I'm going to count it, and then I may bring a few people on because I'm running out of time. Let's see. Tara from South Carolina, she voted Trump, so I'm going to give her that Trump vote. We got Ashley said that Trump stepped up like Reagan, so Ashley gives us a Trump vote. Ashley from, I think it's Mississippi. Let's see. Susan said that she's an Asian American woman. She would vote for Trump. I'll give that a Trump vote. Susan from Cucamonga, California. Let me see who else. Bob from Pittsburgh said that he would go for Donald Trump. That's another Trump win. Who else is in the? Julie from Brook Park, Ohio, says that she is behind Trump. And why have we not impeached Biden? That's another Trump victory. Who else? We got another caller calling in, Nick from the New York State, that said that he would vote for Trump, that Florida needs DeSantis. All right, man, it's too many people calling in. I think I got most of you guys. Let me get a couple people in. Sharon from California, who would you vote for?
I'd vote for Trump because he didn't get to finish the job the first time and he got ripped off.
I love it, love it, love it. And you said that you will take DeSantis as well. What do you mean?
Oh, definitely. If Trump, for whatever reason, doesn't make it over the finish line, DeSantis is number two for me, for sure.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you, Sharon, for calling in. Appreciate it. Steve from California. Steve, who do you got, Trump or DeSantis?
Well, before I speak, let me say this. I've spoken to the offices of both Trump and DeSantis, and I've made the request to both of them, and they both failed to do what needed to be done. But as much as I love Trump, he let the bastards get to him, and he turned into a braggart to offset all the nattering nabobs of the media. Had he not done that, I'd go for Trump. But I do think that DeSantis is more level-headed. But what either of them have to do to make this nation well again is arrest author Stephen King for murdering John Lennon.
I didn't hear what he said, but Steven, thank you so much for calling in. You guys hold the phone. Catch me after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Ladies and gentlemen, follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum. Also, I'm going to start posting my show notes, meaning so you guys can see what I study every single day to get prepared for the show. I'll start sharing those show notes on my website at theofficertatum.com. You'll be able to click on it and be up to speed. Also, Tatum Report is my news network that I have writers write articles about everything that I talk about. So if you want in-depth more information, go to my website. You can also go to Tatum Report to get that information. Okay, I think that it's very clear that Donald Trump is the winner chicken dinner. We still have about four callers left, and I want to hear from the callers that will go for DeSantis. So right now, as it stands, we have Lisa from Tampa, Florida is for Trump. Trump get another tally. Melissa from Kansas is for Trump. Trump gets another tally. And Marie from Ohio gives Trump another tally. The only other person that does not think that Trump can win or that he won't select Trump is Pat. I don't know if it's a he or she, but Pat from Minnesota, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hello, nice talking to you. The reason I would vote for DeSantis is they've already spent, the Democrats are ruthless. How many years have they spent trying to ruin this man, and they're still at it? So if he gets in there, it's going to just keep going until the man is gone. And so I think DeSantis, he's a new, he'd be a good start for, you know, doing things. And Trump can work in the background. So that's what I think.
Pat, thank you so much for the call. Ladies and gentlemen, the numbers are in. Let's see this. 15, 19. So we got 19 votes to 6. So 19 to 6, Trump has been victorious. 19 to 6. Out of all the callers that have called in, and don't quote me on my percentages, but obviously the majority of the people, over 50% of people, wanted Trump over DeSantis. I just want to finish this thought real quick and give my final thoughts on it. You know, I really love Trump. I think he's an incredible guy. He has such an aura when you're around him. He illuminates a room. The guy did very well as the president of the United States of America. I think that every single person who voted for him the first time, probably 99% of the people would vote for him again. I am really becoming increasingly more speculative that can he actually make it through the election? Will they continue this beat down? I mean, right now, as we speak, they're talking about January 6th. I mean, think about this. They impeached him twice. They did a fake investigation against Russian collusion. Then they said that he said something crazy to Zelensky. They impeached him on that. And then January 6th, they impeached him again. And now they're going through a fake hearing where, I don't know, they want to put him in jail? It's just that they're never going to stop, man. And, like, I'll say this. And I'm not telling him he shouldn't run or nothing, and I'm not saying that we won't vote for him. But, my God, man, it's that they're never going to let up. And they have done so much damage to Trump's reputation outside of the conservative people who love him. They just did so much damage. The people still think he said there was good people on both sides. Talking about Charlottesville, alluding to the fact that racist white supremacists were good people. I mean, he never said that. But there's people that still believe that. Donald Trump, the way he handled COVID was just horrible. You know, he ruined the country with COVID. I mean, people believe that. Donald Trump is just so polarizing and divisive. It's like they don't realize that the media was doing all of the divisive behavior. But, man, they just got it. They got him in the mud. I mean, when people like Elon Musk come out and said that, and Elon Musk would vote for Trump too. He can't say it, but I think he'll vote for Trump too if it came down to it. But Elon Musk and these other people that are openly willing to say they'll vote for DeSantis over Biden is incredibly telling. Let's see. Nathan from Los Angeles, welcome to the Off Statham Show.
Hey, Brandon, how you doing today, sir? I just wanted to call in to ask you a quick question. How often do you speak with Candace Owens, and is she planning on running in 2024? Is she going to be one of these guys' vice president?
Well, I talk to Candace Owens often. I just talked to her like 2 days ago, but it's not one time that she said she's going to run for president. run for president or vice president. So, but, I mean, I don't know, man. You know, I think that, to be honest, you know, I think that Candace being a vice president would be crazy. You know, I mean, crazy in the fact that they not going to be able to handle her. You know, I'm not on the train of – go ahead, Nathan, go ahead.
I love watching her debate, Brandon. I love watching her debate. I love watching her wreck these liberal retards. And I don't know. I think she'd be at least campaign manager or something. She needs to be on one of their teams because she destroy the – you know, the stereotype or whatever, but she also is just like one of the smartest, you know, people, let alone woman. She's one of the smartest people I've ever seen. So I think she should be on the ticket.
I appreciate it, Nathan. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, I think Candace is incredibly intelligent. I mean, I know her. We started Blexit together. We talk often, and she's very smart, very intelligent, and she's exactly who you think she is. You know, she's not the type of person that, you know, she's one way in public, and then behind closed doors, she's somebody new. But I just wonder, you know, I wonder what's going to happen. I think these conversations we need to be thinking about now, we cannot just take it for granted. Like, we need to win. We don't need to look good. We don't need to impress nobody. We need to doggone win. And we need to put the best person in place that can win. Now, we got a long way out, as we'll see what happens. But I'm just completely just discombobulated thinking about the fact that they're still coming after Trump. They're still coming out. They're still saying that they want him to go to jail over this. And you know why? Because they know that he will win the presidency if he's not found guilty of anything. Because they know he won last time. And what they're going to have to do is cheat. And we already know what they're going to do, so we're ready for it. They only had one chance at this. And their chance was to do this and to get Donald Trump sent to prison or get some of his kids sent to prison, and then they would move on. I want to jump subjects real quick, and this is almost completely unrelated. But I saw a video of a young lady, and she was a raging piece of crap, in my opinion. This young lady had a baby daddy come over to her house, and he brought some food. He brought McDonald's for his kid that's staying at this woman's house. Now, mind you, she got three other kids by three other men, and she gets online. I'm going to make a video about this on my YouTube channel. She gets online and berates this man because he brought food for his child and then bring food for the other three kids. She came out and said he was a bad father. How dare he bring one kid food if he's not going to bring all the kids food? And then she took the McDonald's and said, since you can't feed all my kids, none of my kids going to eat. So she takes the McDonald's drink, throws it on the ground outside the house. She takes the food and throws it on the ground. Mind you, the meanwhile, she's saying all of these crazy things and saying he's a deadbeat dad. He's not a good dad because he won't take care of her other kids. She's mentioning that her food stamps don't come till the 11th. And then she made a rebuttal video. In her rebuttal video, she tried to explain that her and this man was in a relationship and he was taking care of these other kids, these other daddy's kids. But once they broke up, he stopped and he was only concerned about his kid. Now, she said it was wrong for him being in their lives to now reduce himself down to just focusing on his kid. But at the same time, I don't see nothing wrong with taking care of your own kid. And then in her response video, because she created the first video, got backlash, she made a response video. This woman has a hair full of weave, a head full of weave. Now, for anybody know anything about weave, weave ain't cheap. Weave is expensive. You're talking thousands of dollars weave pieces. She got a head full of weave. She got her nails done. She got clown makeup on, lip gloss, all of this stuff in her response video. But she's talking about she get food stamp checks on the 11th and mad at one of her baby daddies because he didn't give the other kids no money for food or are giving them food when they ain't even his kids. The reason I bring this up and I only have about 1 minute to talk about it is that I want to some degree speak about the toxicity of these women, these single moms that are out here being extremely toxic. I got 30 seconds. Some are great. They're doing their job. They're doing the best they can. They're awesome. You can only do what you can do, and they're creating great men with what they have. Some of them are creating demons, and all this crime that you see is responsible for these women doing this. You listen to the Off Tatum Show. Hold the phone. I'll call after the break.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. As we all know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to create pillows and help you get the best sleep of your life. And if you haven't gotten a MyPillow, I don't know what rock you're sleeping behind, but the MyPillows are off the chain. I'm telling you, there's these little mini pillows in the MyPillow that you can scrunch together and you can mold the pillow to fit your neck and fit the best functionality for your sleep. However, Mike Lindell didn't just stop making them my pillows. He also made them my slippers. And they are just as comfortable on your feet. It's almost like having a pillow for your feet. You can get $90 off the my slippers. All you got to do is wait for my code. And I'll tell you that in a minute. But I need you to know that it took over 2 years to develop the my slippers. The my slippers are designed for you to wear indoors and outdoors. Just imagine walking around with a pillow outdoors and indoors whenever you please. They're also made with my pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. They look good. They're made with quality suede, quality leather suede. All you have to do to get take advantage of that $90 off a pair of my slippers is call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Put in promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so you need to order now. Brandon at MyPillow.com. I want to get back on the subject, and then I'm going to switch gears. I was finishing up talking about the toxic baby mama stuff. I think that dads really get a bad rap, and some of them deserve it. There are men out here who are dogs, and they suck, and they want you to, you know, feel sorry for them and all this other stuff, and they need to be somewhere taking care of their kids and doing the best that they can, but they don't. They out at the club playing around, playing house, and they're not doing anything for their children, and they leave the mom out to dry. That does happen. If you ask me, I think that the reverse happens more often than people give credit for. I think that the system has put a situation in place where emotional women take advantage of having possession of a child. Why do you say that, Mr. Tatum? Because I seen it on that video that I just described to you in the last segment where this woman is literally mad at her, one of her baby daddies, because he won't take care of all four of her kids. And she berated the man and said he wasn't a good dad. And I just started thinking about it. And I watched the man get in the car and drive off. Now, he could be a deadbeat. But then again, I see that maybe the dude wants his kids. But you know you can't get your kids in situations like that. That lady has to be smoking crack and passing a crack pipe to her kids in order for people to even believe that she's not worthy of having those kids in her possession. It is. I wish that fathers and men had a bigger voice to say that sometimes it's not the man, it's toxicity of femininity. They call it the toxic femininity is what I call it. You know, they call it toxic masculinity. There's such thing called toxic femininity. And I know there's a lot of men that are watching this right now that know exactly what I'm talking about. It's that people use children, most of these women use children, to take advantage of emotional manipulation of the other person. Now, I'm not going to go down this road because I got other stuff I want to talk about, but I just want to let that be known. I wish that men had a bigger voice, because it's a shame what people are doing, some of these women are doing to men and hurting their children in the process. And many times they don't care. They could not care less about the kid. It's all about their own emotional feelings. What they want, what they think is right, and they want to have a peeing match between the daddy and mama. It's crazy to me that people still continue to go down this road and do this. Let me get a caller who's calling in. Jay, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show from South Carolina.
Hey, Officer Tatum, how are you this evening?
I'm doing good. You may have to turn your radio down so there's no feedback.
All right, that's my wife's turning down real quick. I'll give you one right now. I was a single father for 9 years of my children's life. The mother of my two boys never paid a dime in child support, didn't do a thing for them, barely showed up, was sitting there claiming that she had my boys or whatever. Their school teachers never knew who she was. She was getting $1,200 in food stamps and everything. Never got a dime. Well, I had another child with the mother of my daughter. Me and her didn't work out. You know, those things happened and everything. I was on the road working, and that woman was helping take care of my son. Well, they teamed up. After 9 years of that woman never doing anything, the court system said I was in the wrong. I was the problem. Boom, gave them $1,700 a month in child support now, and they tell me when I can and when I can't see my children.
Jay, thanks so much for calling in. You know, it's very sad, man. It's very sad. It's a very sad situation, you know, and I feel your pain. I feel your pain. Line three, Ryan, welcome to the Off Tatum Show.
Tatum.
Ryan, welcome to the show.
I just wanted to share with you on the topic of, you know, toxic femininity, and about how, you know, men are kind of pigeonholed into this role whenever it comes to domestic disputes. Right now, I'm currently in a similar situation. I'm living with my sister because I left my wife. I haven't even filed for divorce yet, but I left her about 6 months ago because of that similar situation. And I just want to share real quick the story behind it that started it. So what happened was, you know, we were arguing and she wanted me to leave and I didn't want to leave the house. I just was trying to go to another room, just trying to separate, but she just wanted me out of the house, period. I refused, so she called the police. And her thinking was that they were going to get me out of the house, but she reported domestic violence. I stayed and was expecting to get arrested from the police, but they actually ended up taking her after hearing both of our sides. So, you know, I was fully expecting to go because that's what usually happens when the police are called for domestic violence. But they ended up taking her, and that's where I'm at right now.
Ryan, thanks so much for calling in. You know, I was a cop. I've seen it happen. You know, a woman go down and get a restraining order, and the guy's like, what? I don't even know what she's talking about. And they have to be removed during the work week. Have to go stay at a hotel and can't even see the kids. And then he has a chance to appeal it, but the appeal takes about 2 weeks to go through the process. You know, it's crazy to me. It is crazy to me. And let me just say this. I know for a fact there's a lot of men that are probably not calling in that have experienced this, the toxic femininity. I just wish that people can just get along. You know, I wish that people would think about the kids first. It's not about your feelings. It's about the kids. You should be doing, both of you guys, even if you don't like each other, you should be doing what's best for the children or the child that you have in common. It shouldn't be emotional. It shouldn't be, well, I'm mad at you because you didn't move on and I'm sitting over here sad, looking crazy like I got an egg on my face and now I want to make your life miserable so you can't see your kids. People do this as we speak, man. I'll give you a hypothetical. I'm going to move on, man, because I don't want to get too personal. Because I know exactly how this works because I've experienced this stuff in my own life. But I'm not going to put all my business out there online. Anyway, you listen to The Officer Tatum Show. Hold the phone. I'll catch y'all after the break.
The Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243. Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies. Last hour of the show, I want to play a clip that's going to diminish your IQ. So some of y'all are so smart you can lose a couple points, but I can guarantee you money back that you're going to lose a couple points listening to this fool say that she identifies as a bird. Roll the clip.
Hi, my name is Cameron, and I'm a member of our DID system. So Avery and I are both birds. I am a cardinal, and Avery is a blue jay. We like AM air pronouns in particular because they feel even further removed from gender than they, them, theirs. And being birds, while we do have our own gender expression,
all right, I'm done listening to the girl. Shut the front door. Shut the front door. Do you guys that are listening to this believe that that girl is trolling or she's actually telling the truth? This girl said that she identifies a bird. I don't understand how far we've gone. If she is honest, and I want to know if you think she's honest, just raise your hand in your car because I can't see you anyway. But you raise your hand to yourself and you. I want to know, do you think that she is being honest about thinking she's a bird? And changing her pronouns to errors. It is gone this far, ladies and gentlemen. How far can you go? Because think about this. Don't you find this to be interesting? That you can change your gender, species, all of these things, but you can't change your race. We got them, coach. We got them. You can't change your race. Rachel Dolezal, I think that's how you say her name. She was acting like a black woman, led the NAACP, or at least a chapter in the NAACP, I believe. She was making more of a difference for black people than Colin Kaepernick could ever think of. And she was white lady. And she looked like a black lady. I'm going to keep it real. She had her braids and she did a whole ethnic look. She looked like a black woman. But they blew her to smithereens when they found out that she was white. Here's another person. Sean King is a white man. And they swear, he swear he black. His birth certificate says he's a white man. And all of these black people are believing him. And he's up as a black political activist. That fool is a white man with a fade. He got a ball fade and an edge up. And now he think he black. But have you ever considered that they won't let you be a transracial? Why can't a white man say I identify as black today and a black man say I identify as white? Oh, because the conundrum would be too much for the peons, or at least the brain. I call it the brain's the peon. It's too much for them. They will literally combust right in front of us. How much time do I got? I got 10 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Alex Tatum Show. Y'all catch me tomorrow, same place, same time. I'm out of here.
Brandon Tatum, the left ain't seen nothing yet.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Good Ranchers. If you're interested, you want more information, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum to get more information.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.